The following is an expert. Is a expert. Is a sample of the Kevin Slaughter radio program playing in every patriotic radio station in the world. Welcome to the Kevin Slaughter radio program. This is Kevin Slaughter. It has been a long time since I've spoken to you after Trump won the presidency, after he defeated the globalists. I lost my mind with pure ecstasy. He defeated the shadow governments. He defeated crooked Hillary Clinton, who should still be in jail. He defeated a group of people that I don't want to get in the who they are. Let's just call them the hook noses. He defeated them, and he came out victorious. Now, here's the thing. I partied so hard that I woke up, and it was a month later, and I was in Mexico. No memory of getting to Mexico. But I was still excited. I saw a newspaper that something Trump had said or done. I don't remember what. But I got excited again, and I started partying in Mexico. And a month later, I woke up in Brazil. Concerning, but you know what? The Brazilians were lovely people. And they were so lovely, and I was so excited about Trump being president, I started partying in Brazil. Never get into a sugar booger contest with a Brazilian. I'll tell you that for free. Now, this time, it was a month later, and I woke up in Luthansia. If you don't know what Luthansia is, it's in the former Eastern Bloc of the Soviet Republic now. It's just part of Eastern Europe, its own independent sovereign nation. I checked my credit cards. There's no airplane tickets have been charged to my credit cards, but this time I was in Eastern Europe. You think that would have stopped me, right? You think I would have came home after that? No. I was still so excited. We worked so hard to get Trump in the White House. I started partying in Luthansia. And this time I woke up, and it was almost half a year later, but I was back in my home. So it's been a blur of excitement. But I'm still concerned, America. I'm still concerned greatly. The globalists are starting to rear their ugly heads. Bill O'Reilly gone. Glenn Beck is dead, I think. He's been replaced by someone who's like on that Samantha Bee whore show. That's not Glenn Beck. If you think that's actually Glenn Beck, you're a fool. You're a fool. I have no thing else to call you that than a fool who's easily duped by body doubles. But I know a body double when I see him. This Glenn Beck is a little bit chunkier, a little bit on the heaviest side. And if you look in his eyes, you can see they're a little more closer together than, compare the eyes of Glenn Beck from 10 years ago to the eyes of the doppelganger they have now. The eyes are close together. So the globalists have reared their ugly heads. They're taking us out one by one. I am back, though. I am here to serve the country. I'm here to serve you. No more blackouts. No more waking up in different countries. No more waking up with strange men, women. At one point in Brazil, I did wake up with a donkey who seemed really attached to me. I decided not to question that and just move on with my life. And here's the thing. As I look through today's headlines, we have a lot of stuff. Jihadists are marching on every civilized capital in the country, from Europe to the United States. Sometimes it's overwhelming to me. Sometimes I just want to move down Antarctica, which I've checked the census. There's not a single jihadist Muslim in the Antarctica. That might be the only place that's safe for me or anyone in this country. I'll just live in Antarctica in an igloo, and I'll just wait there, and hopefully the battle for Western civilization, we win. And if someone in a horse looking like he's from the Lawrence of Arabia comes riding up and goes, you know, Dukkha Jihad, I know at that point, I know we've ultimately lost the entire world. But it would be peaceful up to that point. But I realize that's the coward's way out. And Kevin Slaughter is not a coward. You know, you can accuse him of popping the mic, but don't accuse him of being a coward. He is not. You notice I'm a little bit more subdued right now. Because I don't want them to hear me. Who's they, you say? Look around you. They're all around you. They follow you when you least expect it. So as my radio show, pop the mic again. Sorry about that, but I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry about anything I've done or ever will do or ever will do again for the rest of my life. We are going to march forward as a country unless I decide to move to Antarctica, which I know I said was the coward's way out, but it's just hard. I hope you march with me. But suspect everyone. Look at your families. Make sure they are loyal to the cause. And we will assure that not only does Donald Trump get through this presidency, this election cycle, he will get reelected time and time and time and time and time again. This is Kevin Slaughter for the Kevin Slaughter Radio Program.